Good Friday morning, beloved, and my goodness, this week together is coming to an end, isn't it? Well, welcome to this, to Friday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And today we are in Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. Here the religious leaders question Jesus about the Sabbath, and Jesus challenges their narrow interpretation of Sabbath observance. Jesus heals a man on the Sabbath, and the religious leaders begin to make plans to kill Jesus. The passage concludes with a quote from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 4. And God's saving word for us all this week has been wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Not long afterward, Jesus was walking through some wheat fields on a Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, so they began to pick heads of wheat and eat the grain. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to Jesus, "Look, it's against the law for your disciples to do this on the Sabbath." And Jesus answered and said, "Have you never read what David did that time when he and his men were hungry? He went into the house of God. And he and his men ate the bread offered to God, even though it was against the law for them to eat it. Only the priests were allowed to eat that bread. Or have you not read in the law of Moses that every Sabbath the priests in the temple actually break bread, break the Sabbath law? Yet they are not guilty. I tell you that there is something here greater than the temple. The scripture says it is kindness that I want and not animal sacrifices. If you really knew what that means, you would not condemn people who are not guilty, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Well, Jesus left that place and went to a synagogue where a man was there paralyzed in his hands. And some people were there who wanted to accuse Jesus of doing wrong. So they asked him, "Is it against our law to heal on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered, "What if one of you has a sheep and it falls into a deep hole on the Sabbath? Will you not take hold of it and lift it out? And if a human being is worth much more than a sheep, so then our law allows us to help someone on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man with the paralyzed hand, "Stretch out your hand." Well, he stretched it out, and it became well again, just like the other one. Oh, then the Pharisees left and made plans to kill Jesus. When Jesus heard about the plot against him, he went away from that place, and large crowds followed him. He healed all the sick and gave them orders not to tell others about him. He did this so as to make come true what God said through the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah said, "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love and with whom I am pleased. I will send my spirit upon him and he will announce my judgment to the nations. He will not argue or shout or make loud speeches in the streets. He will not break off a bent reed nor put out a flickering lamp. He will persist until he causes justice to triumph. And on him, all peoples will put their hope." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 12, verses 7 and 8, where Jesus said, "The scripture says, it is kindness that I want, not animal sacrifices. If you really knew what this means, you would not condemn people who are not guilty. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." And again, beloved, here again we see the enemy, the accuser, the devil, whatever we want to call him, attacking Jesus, withstanding Jesus, and here using the Jewish leaders to accomplish this, people who know what the Bible says. And they have just convoluted the Word of God that, you needed one of these smart priests or doctors of law to explain to the common man what it said, because they've taken something so very simple and they turned it into something so incomprehensible that you had to be a lawyer to be able to explain what God's word said. And Jesus is saying, you know, I don't want this kind of stuff. All I want you to know is to not condemn people who are not guilty. They're dealing with enough. They don't need enough, some more condemnation in their lives. Let's pray. Dearest Jesus, you are Lord of the Sabbath and God's servant. Teach me to have a humble spirit and to be open to your teachings, that I might be a channel for extending God's kingdom. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this week to an end, beloved. Join me, hopefully in church on Sunday morning. If you can't be there in person, don't forget that you can join us either on Facebook, the church's Facebook page, or you can join us on Zoom. But if God is willing, I'll be back here bright and early Monday morning, as we will be reading Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 37, where the religious leaders continue to challenge Jesus' authority. Until then, beloved, don't go around challenging Jesus' authority. Just accept his love, accept his word, accept his forgiveness. Amen. God bless you. We will see you next time.